Sample Test, Part 4. Choose the best answer to each question. Questions 1 through 3 refer to the following talk.
I have always been interested in the environment. When I was a child, I used to collect rainwater in the garden and measure how much it had rained. I even used to make charts of how much rain I had collected. I doubt that my measurements were very accurate, but I used to enjoy it. I still measure rainfall. However, nowadays, I get paid for it because I work as a meteorologist for an environmental organization. I'm responsible for analyzing precipitation in the Dartmoor region of the United Kingdom. I analyze average monthly rainfall and compare this to the previous year's rainfall. I have been seeing an overall drop in average precipitation over the last 5 years. Although the reduction is currently very slight, it is significant and could lead to a serious drought over time. I believe that people should be made aware of this kind of environmental change.
Number 1. What does the speaker do for a living? Number 2. How long has the speaker been measuring precipitation? Number 3. What is a possible consequence of some of the change she is noticing? Questions 4 through 6 refer to the following talk.
As a professional soccer player, it is essential for me to keep my body in tip-top condition. However, last season I found that I was getting a lot of injuries which, although not serious, were preventing me from playing my best. Several months ago, my personal trainer suggested taking up yoga. At first, I really wasn't keen on the idea because I had images of lots of people in contorted positions, and I didn't see how it would help me avoid injury. Anyway, I gave it a try and it immediately improved my game. My muscles are much more flexible and, more surprisingly, it has helped me deal with the stresses of a professional match. I have realized that a lot of my injuries were a result of stress. Soccer is mentally and physically draining. The meditation techniques I am learning in yoga help me calm down after a game, instead of feeling stressed and burnt out.
Number 4. Why did the speaker take up yoga? Number 5. What was causing the speaker's injuries? Number 6. What benefits has yoga given him? Questions 7 through 9 refer to the following talk.
I have been working as a consultant for over 20 years, providing assistance to companies who find themselves doing business in countries where they have no knowledge or understanding of the language or culture. As more and more countries open to overseas investors, this has become a growing need. Despite political tensions in Asia and the Middle East, I am receiving an overwhelming number of requests for briefings on the cultural and business etiquette in the various countries in these regions. For this reason, I am looking to expand my team of experts. Of course, while I do not want to have to turn away potential clients, it is of the utmost importance that all our consultants, whether they are based in the United States or are based in country with the client, must be completely fluent in the language of the country they choose to represent. They must also be able to deal with the difficult challenges of liaising between the client and their intended business interest. Travel is a common feature of this job. Often at the last minute, and more often than not, the reality does not match the glamorous image of an airline advertisement. If you feel you are up to the job, application packages are available at the back of the room.
Number 7. What is the purpose of this talk? Number 8. What does the man's company do? Number 9. What kind of person do you probably need to be to work for this company? Questions 10 through 12 refer to the following talk.
We take it for granted these days that we have the right to go just about anywhere we want to in the world. If there is an airplane or a boat or someone we can pay to take us, then we will go there, no matter how far or remote the place is. However, have you ever stopped to think how harmful this is to the places we visit? Well, it is harmful. Tourism is destroying many of the beautiful places so many of us dream of visiting. Let me give you some examples. Did you know that the beaches of the Mediterranean have over 100 million visitors every year? But that all these visitors have made the Mediterranean the dirtiest sea in the world? Shocking, isn't it? And the ruins of Petra in Jordan are in danger of being destroyed by the thousands of tourists that go there every day. The ruins are made of a soft stone eroded by the footsteps of each visitor. Even hiking in the Alps can cause damage to the delicate ecosystem of the mountains, killing flora and fauna. So before you set out to see the wonders of the world, ask yourself, is it really worth it?
Number 10. What is the topic of this talk? Number 11. How many examples does the speaker give to support her argument? Number 12. Which of the following is not mentioned as being damaged by tourism? Questions 13 through 15 refer to the following speech.
When I was first invited to become the chairperson of the Greenport Town Council, I rather doubted my own ability to do justice to the position. Little did I imagine that I would hold the position for 2 whole decades. However, I feel that it is now time to hand the post over to someone younger, and I don't think we could have made a better choice. I am certain that Margaret Withers, who has lived in Greenport all her life, will do a very good job as the new chairperson. She was chosen in what was the first ever unanimous decision by the town council. Let's hope that this is a sign that she will help maintain peace and harmony among the 11 other members of the council. I myself will be withdrawing completely from local politics in order to spend more time working on my long-neglected garden and playing with my grandchildren. Margaret, I wish you the very best of luck, and congratulations on your new post. I hope you enjoy it as much as I did.
Number 13. What is the purpose of the speaker's speech? Number 14. How long has the speaker been the town council chairperson? Number 15. How many members are there on the town council? Questions 16 through 18 refer to the following announcement.
Attention, please. Attention. All passengers for flight FE303 bound for New York due to depart at 13:35. We regret to inform you of a change to this flight. Due to security reasons, this flight will no longer be departing at 13:35. Please listen for further announcements regarding the new departure time. We are very sorry for the inconvenience this may cause passengers. A new gate number for boarding will be posted as soon as we are able to confirm departure time. Again, for security reasons, Flight FE303 will be delayed until further notice. Any passengers who are scheduled to take transfer flights upon arrival in New York, please make your way to the Foreign Eastern Airlines ticket counter located in the arrivals lounge on the first floor. They will be able to assist you in making arrangements in the event that you will be unable to make your connecting flight. In the meantime, Foreign Eastern Airlines invites all boarding pass holders for flight FE303 to visit the VIP lounge, where we will be serving a variety of cold drinks and snacks to passengers.
Number 16. What is the purpose of this announcement? Number 17. Who should report to the ticket counter? Number 18. Who may use the VIP lounge on this occasion? Questions 19 through 21 refer to the following talk.
International box office figures for 2005 have just been released, and yet again, one director stands out above all the others. Albertus Grymvitch is one of the most prolific directors of our times, but in his case, quantity certainly doesn't seem to harm quality. Although he released a total of 3 movies last year, as in the preceding 3 years, all of them were both critical and box office successes. What I think is most remarkable is the rapid success of this Albanian film director. Just a few years ago, he confessed to knocking on his neighbors' doors begging for money to develop his projects. Nowadays, of course, major businesses knock on his door asking to be allowed to sponsor his films, knowing that being associated with any work of his will bring great financial benefits. With this kind of backing, it is no wonder that he is able to produce such great movies.
Number 19. What can be said about Albertus Grymvitch? Number 20. What is true about Albertus Grymvitch's career? Number 21. Which of the following statements is not true? Questions 22 through 24 refer to the following speech.
Although I am the first female president of this nation, you might be surprised to know that I wasn't at all interested in politics when I was younger. Just like many of you here today, when I too was a university student, I thought that politicians were just a bunch of old men doing things to please themselves, not to serve the people. I'm ashamed to say I didn't even use my vote until I was in my mid-20s. I regret that now, and I want to make sure that you don't make the same mistake. Hundreds and hundreds of people all over the world have lost and continue to lose their lives in order to secure the right to vote in fair elections in their countries. But here in our country, thousands of people just ignore their own right to vote. Then those same people will turn around and complain about their local politicians. They complain about the government. Well, I'm not president just because I want to be. I'm here because some people voted for me. If you don't like this government, you are the only ones with the power to make a change. And you know how to do that, don't you?
Number 22. Who is the speaker probably talking to? Number 23. What is the purpose of this speech? Number 24. How did the speaker become president? Questions 25 through 27 refer to the following report.
I am often asked about the secret of my success, and I have to reply that, well, There is no secret. Investments are not hidden, and anyone can make them. I'm not sure exactly what you want me to say when you ask me, "So what's your secret, John?" The biographies and autobiographies of numerous successful people are out there for everyone to read, as is my own autobiography, which was published after my retirement last year. All I can say for sure is that I got where I am today through my own hard work, determination, and a little luck. I do believe that no matter how much talent a person may have, and no matter how hard he or she works, it is likely to come to nothing without a little bit of dumb luck. It might be something as simple as being in the right place at the right time, reading the right newspaper article, and spotting an investment opportunity. My first lucky break came as a result of a conversation I overheard. While two of my rivals were busy arguing over who was going to make the pitch for their new concept, I noted down some of the names they mentioned and went directly to the people myself. Then I presented my own ideas, beating them to it.
Number 25. What can be inferred about the speaker? Number 26. What three things made the speaker successful? Number 27. What does the speaker believe about luck? Questions 28 through 30 refer to the following talk.
In today's lecture, I'd like to focus your attention on cryptography. I know that this is something that most of you may not be familiar with, but chances are it is already used at some level within your own business. Cryptography is, quite simply, the art of secret communication. You may think this sounds rather old-fashioned, but it is in fact of greater and greater relevance in the 21st century. It used to be something used mainly for military purposes and national security. But nowadays it is important for protecting the privacy of individuals. I mean this in terms of online business transactions, e-banking, and any time you need to transfer personal information through a computer. We all maintain large databases of customer details, of our own transactions, and in fact, everything is stored in a computer somewhere. Strong cryptography is required in order to guarantee security every time a transaction is made online in a world where e-commerce is becoming more common. Using a cryptograph, which is, of course, not viewable by the computer user, information is scrambled so that it can pass to its destination unseen by others. This is especially important to protect credit card and bank account numbers, or to prevent the leakage of secret information.
Number 28. Who is the presentation probably aimed at? Number 29. Why is cryptography important for businesses? Number 30. Which of the following statements is not correct?